My name is Mike Juarez Artillo.
My name is Alicia Gutierrez Moreno.
And this is
YouTube.
And today we are gonna talk about cravings.
We get those a lot.
A lot. And we got we're gonna go to Puerto Vallarta, which is a Mexican restaurant in Connecticut, to get caldo de camarones.
Yes, because we want something spicy.
Explain what that is. But
caldo de camarones, it's really just soup, like seafood soup. And, well, yeah, you know, it has like your typical, you know, like crab and fish with some vegetables in it. It's really good.
Crab.
But we just want it. No. What? But we want it extra spicy today.
Yep.
That is our craving today.
And I wonder, why do you think we get cravings? Like, what? I feel like it's kind of like when you hear a sound and then, like, and then it reminds you of a song. And then now that song is stuck in your head.
Mm, yeah. And I think it's because also, like, boredom. We don't have anything else to do. So we're just like, what else can we eat?
We're bored and fat.
That's the thing about being in a couple, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
You gain weight.
Yes, yes.
You tend to gain weight.
I don't want to be. I just wanted something spicy. And it reminded me of this pizza from Domino's that we had. It was...
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Cheese and a bunch of jalapenos.
It was just, like, a lot of jalapenos. And that day, it was so good. It was just so good that day.
It was spicy. It was so spicy. But then I don't want...
Like hard.
I don't want hard stuff anymore.
I wanted to. Like, either way, I wanted soup. And then when he said that he wanted spicy, I was like, yeah, let's do spicy for soup.
All right. Oh, yeah, we're still recording. We started recording at... All right, so we're going to do 10 minutes or 15 minutes?
10 minutes.
Okay. And, yeah, so spiciness. And then I didn't want pizza. So then I was like, oh, man. I want something like watery, like caldo, you know what I mean?
Like the one that my mom made and you almost died.
Yeah. Yeah, tell that.
That time we were at my house and my mom made that and it was so good. And, you know, I told him, I was like, let's eat here. And then we ate and he put a lot of salsa in his soup and he was putting salsa in like the bread, right?
Yeah, because the bread it's so fucking good. Like not a lot of people do it. You have normally you eat a caldo de camarones with bread, and then you wet it in the soup, and then I take it out and then put a little camarón, a little shrimp, and then put mayo over it, maybe avocado over it, and then some Valentina. We have Valentina, but I wanted something spicier.
Yeah.
And there was the sauce, so I did it. Put it in there. I didn't put too much, except that I think I breathed in the sauce.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
You just, and like, when you ate it, I think you breathed it. I don't know, but it was like you choke on it, and you were just coughing, and you just kept coughing. And then your eyes were watery.
I was hoping it was kind of, like, not noticeable. But then, time later, she told me, yeah, everybody noticed.
But they were just trying to nap.
Yeah, I was just dying out here.
Yeah.
For my life.
My aunt asked you if you were okay, and then you were like, yeah. But you were just still coughing, and you were just
it is horrible. I felt my soul getting out of my body and speaking to me about Chile and salsa. And then my soul said, you should stop, my boy.
That was funny.
It was funny. That's how you eat it. It's just, you know, spicy shit. That's what. Plus, it's a cold day, babe. It's a rainy day.
It's a rainy day. Yeah, so it just helps in us craving it more.
Oh, you're not my guy. Oh, sorry. We're driving in traffic, and then this guy's just running crazy. So, yeah. And then when it's cold, you want something nice and warm.
Yeah.
I wanted some tacos, too, but nah. That's like a sunny day.
Yeah, like a sunny summer day.
What do you think of weather effects? Like, the type of food you eat?
Food you eat? Well, I mean...
Like, for example, Yeah, but like on a hot day, a beer tastes way better
than on a cold day.
Than just like in a random day, you know. Something, okay. Something about the sun. Like for me, it's like, you know when I see, you seen those commercials, the what is it, transpiration or whatever?
Yeah, the perspiration.
Perspiration.
No, condensation.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like,
well,
the
drops on the bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just falling, and then you can see the water, and it's just so fucking good.
It does, and it makes you want to have it.
But I think, or I don't know, my theory is that the lights they use while recording those commercials is similar to, like, the sunlight.
Yeah.
And then your brain is like, oh, shit, that's what it looks like. So maybe it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I just think that it just tastes... Well, yeah, I think it just tastes better when on a hot day because of how thirsty you get, you know? You get thirsty and you're sweating, so you want something cool. So that's why it tastes so good.
Yeah. Just like... Oh, man, there's traffic.
Yeah. When isn't there traffic?
For you guys that don't know, like I said, we live in Connecticut and somewhere in Connecticut. There's this interstate highway, which is called I-95, going towards New York. And there's just traffic, but here's my theory about traffic. Assholes just want to cross to other lines. Or not assholes, because I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
And then that backs up the car behind them, and the car behind them, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So we have 6 lanes. And if in all of those 6 lanes people are trying to cross, that's what traffic is.
I mean, yeah, because, like...
You know?
I mean, there's also, like, because of accidents, but...
I just...
You know, accidents don't really happen that much.
Accidents should happen more often.
Why?
I'm just kidding. It got dark a little bit. I apologize for that.
No. How about no accidents? How about that?
How about...
That's
all
good.
Accidents.
No. No accidents.
How about... fair amount of accidents for population control.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. This is the section we like to call Mike's When Dark. I'm sorry. Yo, my guy, what is you doing? We got an asshole Civic driver with glasses. Oh no. Cloudy day.
Why is he wearing sunglasses?
So I'm just let his asshole come cut me off. Anyways. Let's talk about cutting people off. Have I done it? Yes. Have you done it?
Yes, we've all done it. Like, we've all done it.
Disgusting how weak humans are.
But then when someone does it to us, it's like, why?
Yeah, right?
How dare you do that?
What is that feeling like?
Betrayal? No. I don't know. I guess it's just you think that you're special enough for you to do it, but yet for them to do it, it's like,
you think it's kind of like a narcissistic trait?
Yeah, because if someone else does it, it's not okay. But when you do it, you don't really realize that it's not okay.
So it's like, it's, I'm special.
Yeah.
And you're not. You fucking whore. All right, we are at... Oh, shit. Hang on a sec. We are at 8:48. We have a couple of minutes left. And we're going to talk a little bit about Puerto Vallarta, which is the restaurant that we're going to. It's a little whack.
It's one of those, you know, Mexican restaurants. Those white Mexican restaurants, honestly.
Yeah, so, like, they're mostly directed for the Caucasian community, which are, like, intrigued by Mexican culture.
Yeah.
If you go to an actual Mexican restaurant, it's going to be pretty, what is the word? Ghetto.
Yeah.
You know, it's not gonna be.
But the more ghetto,
the better the food
tastes.
It really is.
Honestly.
Like, I don't know. Why do you think that is? Maybe because you care. Why?
Maybe because you care more about the food rather than, like,
how it looks.
And
or you care more about the food than bringing people in. Like, you don't care what comes in. As long as the food is good, you just eat.
Yeah. Because obviously, if the food is good, anyone's gonna come in.
Okay. Oh my god.
I'm
But yeah, yes. I remember in Mexico, like my grandma, the old school grandmas, they would have their kitchen outside in the,
in the
backyard, kind of. And the kitchen would be so like rustic, you know, like the walls would be like kind of like that, just the blocks, you can see the blocks.
Yeah, the concrete.
Yeah, the concrete blocks. They wouldn't be really like colorful or anything like that. But the food, holy shit, man.
I can only imagine.
Beautiful. Alright, so it's 10:38. And with that, my name is Mike Juarez Arcillo.
And my name is Alicia Gutierrez Moreno.
And this is
YouTube.
I'll see you guys on the next episode.
Bye.
My name is Mike Juarez Arcillo.
My name is Alicia Gutierrez Moreno.
And this is YouTube. Today we are gonna talk about dreams and how weird they are, and just kind of go over some memorable ones that we've had personally, and maybe go a little bit over like the meanings behind it. You know, you wanna start with the ones that you had today?
Well, I told him already, but the ones that I had last night, I had two of them that I could remember. So the first one was about a zombie apocalypse happening, and I was in my house, and apparently my mom had turned into a zombie and she was trying to kill me. But for some reason she didn't really look like a zombie. She just had like, she looked normal, but she had like orange slime on her, and she could even talk, but like I knew that, you know, it was like an infection that she had. And like she was talking to me, and she was getting closer, but I was just trying to get away from her because I knew she was a zombie. And I don't know what happened after that. After that, I just changed. And the next one was about, I was in my husband's house, and I was with his family, and we were eating. And then all of a sudden, there was this guy outside, and I don't know what he was doing, but I guess like we knew that he was like a bad guy. And then my husband, he went out to see what was happening. He came back.
I'm her husband.
Yeah. And he came back, and then we were trying to like continue with the dinner, but then he went back out, and then we later realized that he had turned into a werewolf. So he was fighting the other guy, which also was a werewolf. And then there was this other guy that came out of nowhere, and he shot my husband, and he died. And that's all I can remember. But yeah, it was, they were cool dreams, because like they were all like monster based. And yeah, those are the ones that I can remember.
I would like to see myself as a werewolf fighting another werewolf. That would have been dope to see.
It was cool. I mean, well, when I woke up, I was like, okay, well, that's cool. But like in the moment, I was like, oh shit, you know?
Were you scared? Or?
I was scared. Yeah, everyone was scared. I was scared.
I want to turn into a werewolf. A couple ones that I was thinking about that I can remember, like cool ones too. I think I told you one with the Looney Tunes.
Oh yeah.
Like I when I have dreams in like famous people or cartoons, I like that. I think they're pretty cool. Like this one time I think it was kind of like a big Walmart kind of thing. Right? Mm-hmm. And it was huge, and I guess we were closing down because like some of the lights were turned off. Or maybe we were opening, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. We were getting stuff ready, cleaning the floor, stuff like that. And supposedly the Looney Tunes were coming in. I don't know why. I can't remember exactly why. But I just remember that the Looney Tunes were coming in. And they were going to come through a door. And I was like the one cleaning the floors and stuff. So I was in charge of telling them where to go or where to sit. Mm-hmm. Or telling them that we were about to open or close. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But I talked to Marvin the Martian. He was pretty cool. He had like his little gun and everything. And Bugs Bunny too. And I just told him, yeah, you guys can just wait over here. And then they sat down and this couch, but for some reason the other Looney Tunes were already there and they were watching TV. And I was like, oh my god, the Looney Tunes are here. And that was pretty awesome because I woke up and I was like, what? I talked to Bugs Bunny and Marvin the Martian.
I would want to have a dream like that.
Yeah. Another memorable one. When we were going to Cali with the spaghetti.
Yeah.
We went to Cali or Hawaii?
No, you said Cali.
And we went to Cali couple months ago. I remember I had this dream. We were eating at this restaurant near the beach, but the beach looked a little cartoonish.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like puppet shows. They have like the waves moving.
Yeah.
But, and you know, you can see the boats, but
yeah,
they don't really move. They kind of just jump back and forth like that. Yeah, a couple of crabs in the sand and like seagulls flying. So that was cartoonish, but the restaurant looked real. Like it looked like a normal restaurant. And then I think next to me was what's his name? Bill Clinton was eating with us. It was, I think, Joe Biden and I think John McCain, was it?
I don't know, I forget who.
But they were all like political figures and I was like, what the heck? But I was eating with her, my wife, and we were eating spaghetti. And I remember the spaghetti looking really like real, like very like high definition. I don't know why or how to say it, exactly describe it. But yeah, and that looked pretty cool. But I think, you know, that was pretty funny because it looked like cartoonish. Mm-hmm. Like it looked kind of almost fake. But the restaurant was like real, you know? Yeah. So what do you think? Let's talk about like dreams in general. What do you think it means? So what do you think they are?
Well, I feel like I have a few theories. I feel like, well, one of them is I think that dreams, they are other dimensions of ourselves. So like in other dimensions, that's what's happening. And whenever we go to sleep, we take a look at them and what's happening.
So do you think, what part of us goes to the other dimension? Like, what crosses?
I guess just our mind. Like, it just crosses. Because obviously we don't physically. But just our mind goes into... Since we share, like, the mind, I guess, in all dimensions. I don't know how to describe it. But I think it's our mind that goes... That crosses to that other dimension. And that's why we can see what's happening. Or, I don't know. But that's just a theory. You know?
I mean, if you keep in mind the what's it called, the that theory that there's like a bunch of parallel universes, mm-hmm. and all that stuff, and there's like infinite ones, mm-hmm. I mean eventually in one you'll come up with one that's exactly like in your dream.
Yeah,
you know,
so there has to be.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah,
I think either, you know how people get really like psychological with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
know, like, oh, this means that and this.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe in that, but maybe I think it's sort of like your mind just escapes to, like, this world. You know, kind of like in movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, your mind makes its own movies.
Yeah.
And you just kind of go there when you sleep, so you forget about
what
happened during the day and just kind of, like, have your own little world, you know? And maybe other dreams are about, like, maybe you just really want something, you know, and they just, your mind is just, like, really focused on that, and you imagine it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I really, when we went to Hawaii, I was really, like, thinking about the water and the beaches, mm-hmm. and that's when I had that dream.
Yeah, I think, like, it's, like, also, obviously, it's also, like, maybe what we subconsciously want or what we subconsciously fear. You know, I think it's that plays a role in it, and that's why we dream about certain stuff. Because, like, you know, sometimes I can watch a movie, and later that night, I dream about it. Mm. So I think it's just what happens in our real life that plays a role in, like, what we call, like, imagining another world, which is dreaming. So, you know, so I think that's what really it is.
Now, let's talk a little bit about dreams versus nightmares. What are nightmares? They're like, you think there's like parallel universes where everything is just scary?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not everything can be good. change. Or maybe I think it's just subconsciously what we fear, you know? If we fear, like, say, I don't know, like, losing someone or not making it, like, in the job that you want or failing in school, you know?
I think that. What's a nightmare you've had? I can't remember one for me.
Nightmare I've had is... Well, like, you know, I've had nightmares about, like, people dying. Like, my brother, mm-hmm. you know, or, like, you.
Getting hurt.
Yeah.
I think, remember the one I told you? That was pretty intense, even for me.
Which one?
The one where this person, or I think it was a couple people, started stabbing people at a concert. And it was just everyone was getting stabbed and everyone was running and there's blood everywhere. Like, people were showered in blood. There was bodies everywhere just bleeding, and there was just so much blood, like a lot of blood. And then I was thinking, I was like, what am I gonna do? So I went, so I thought that maybe if I bathed myself in blood, I looked like I had already gotten stabbed, so they weren't gonna stab me. So I just put all like a lot of blood on me, and then I went under a body to kind of like camouflage. Like, that was pretty dark, but I mean, I never understood that. It was pretty like vivid too, so I don't know.
That's scary. Well, I mean, yeah, I think it's just maybe like something, just the things that we fear happening, you know, to us. But yeah, I mean, dreams are weird. But we'll never know really like the true meaning of them.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah,
interesting, kind of like phenomenons. Yeah. I'd say they're phenomenons because nobody gets them, but everybody's interested in them.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but anyways, that's that for today. My name is Alicia Gutierrez Moreno,
and I'm Mike Juarez Artillo,
and this is Youth 2. Bye.